I see a couple of ripe cherries, though, over here.
It's our first vegetable garden, and my daughter and I are looking for some veggies to have for dinner.
Cherries, Mom? You mean cherry tomatoes?
Yeah, right there.
This was the highlight of our summer, planting the cucumbers and the eggplant and watching the tomato vines grow higher and higher until we couldn't even reach the top. Then I read a story that they had discovered lead in the White House vegetable garden. Exposure to too much lead can cause brain damage, especially in children. And as I read the description of the type of yard that would likely contain lead, I realized that our garden met all of the criteria. We live in a house more than 50 years old. It's in an older neighborhood that would have been exposed to residue from leaded gasoline. And we live in a fairly large city, Ottawa, Canada, near a busy road. So I decided to get our soil tested for lead. I started by calling the city and other government agencies. No luck.
Thank you for calling the City of Ottawa. Merci de téléphoner à la ville d'Ottawa.
I tried looking for labs in the Yellow Pages, but those didn't work out. I even moved on to garden centers, a local university, and a local research farm. No one could talk to me. Finally, I got in touch with a lead expert in Indianapolis, Indiana. He asked me to send him some samples and plastic lunch bags.
Okay, I just scraped off a place with no wood chips.
Okay, great. Okay, so we tested the eggplant, the tomatoes, the lettuce, and the cucumbers.
Well, we need to do the peppers, too, because the peppers are way over here.
I sent the bags to Gabriel Filippelli at Indiana University, Purdue University, and waited impatiently. Ripe tomatoes and cucumbers were piling up. Finally, he got back to us.
What I found with the samples that you took from your soils was relatively high lead values. I was a little bit surprised. So some of them were actually above one of the EPA levels for playground soils, which is 400 parts per million.
Great. I figure there's no chance we can eat these vegetables. But Filippelli says that's not the case.
The other vegetables, like the cucumbers and eggplants and peppers, they have a very resistant outer skin. And so long as you wash them well, they have very little lead can absorb inside those. The biggest risk that you find often with vegetables, it's not lead being sucked up by the roots and poisoning you. Instead, it's actually the soil particles that cling on to some of these vegetables, meaning beets or carrots or potatoes or root vegetables or, strangely enough, lettuce.
In terms of children, Filippelli says the real problem is letting them play in the bare dirt. He actually says that grass or mulch would be safer. But that doesn't mean you can't grow vegetables in a city. You can use containers or build raised beds with clean soil and use mulch in between. It's still a cheap source of healthy food and a great way to teach kids about nature, biology, and, unfortunately, pollution. For the Environment Report, I'm Karen Kelly.